the same.
I don't think that's true at all.
Sorry, it's better.
There you go.
This says, thank you for your order, Pizza Hut. Click here to check your order. But they didn't. What the fuck?
Check your bank.
Okay, let's see if it pops up.
Food shows up.
38 to 48 minutes if something just shows up, yeah.
John Luck free food.
Bro, could you imagine?
It would happen with him.
Oh, my God, that'd be crazy.
It's a Super Bowl Sunday miracle.
Are we ready? Wait, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Dude, pizza.
Pizza.
Wait, did you say that Costco pizza was the same as Pizza Hut pizza?
No, I reconciled. Yeah. He made me see the error of my ways.
There's no way.
Oh, it's better.
Yeah, duh. Have you guys been to Costco recently to get any pizza or anything there?
I live like 5 minutes from Costco and I have a membership and I don't go.
It's only when it's at work. Go.
Oh, really? Is that when we get it? We'll go every now and then and we get the... like, I didn't know. So the last time I had gone, you go up to the counter and you order what you want and stuff. Now there's a little kiosk. You just order there and then you walk up and pick it up. So I'm the idiot, right? I went and I ordered on the kiosk and I just kind of stood there like, oh, they're going to call my number or something because it gives you a receipt thing with it.
Right.
And I was like, these people just keep coming up. They don't even say anything. Like, how do they know? And then I realized like 20 minutes into it, I'm like, oh, I'm just supposed to walk up over there.
Oh, my God.
So stupid.
It's been like that for a while now.
Everything's all automated.
But I didn't really go to Costco until... I didn't eat at Costco until like literally 4 months ago.
You get a lot of stuff at Costco.
Yeah, you can get that $1.25 hot dog combo.
There's like a whole build, PC build you can buy at Costco now.
No way, really?
Yeah, they sell pre-builds now.
Yeah.
Does it have Kirkland on the side?
No.
Dude, can you imagine this? Like, here's your Kirkland drive and your Kirkland...
power supply and...
Kirkland 4090?
I think it's 30 series in it right now. I don't think it's 40 series.
Sounds very Kirkland.
Yeah, it sounds very Kirkland.
All right, welcome, honored guests, to our wonderful podcast talking about the things and doing the stuff. We just saw a movie. I just got to start off before we do anything. We just saw a movie.
We saw
Argyle.
It was a movie.
We didn't talk about it. We literally left the theater, came here, and we started recording. The Super Bowl is going on right now. We're going to talk about that in a little bit too. But Argyle. All right, guys.
Sterling didn't get up.
Trash. Sterling did not get up.
I'm just going to point out. If we're going face off of when Sterling gets up.
I didn't get up because the stupidity kept me in my chair. I was intrigued.
This movie was a bit absurd, cringy. It's so dumb. I loved it. I was honestly entertained the entire time.
I had a good time.
Henry Cavill, I love him. What's his name? Who's the one that's there?
Edward Norton.
No, Edward Norton. Bro. Yeah, Sam Rockwell.
The actor.
Rockwell. No. It's Sam Rockwell, bro.
It's just like him, bro.
It's not
no, okay. Edward. His name is Sam Rockwell. So, anyways, he is great. I love him in everything. Every movie that he's in, he always has to dance too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he wants to dance. So, I thoroughly enjoyed the movie. It's not a great
It wasn't a Matthew Vaughn movie. Like that's kind of like,
you got a little bit of it at that like
well just at that part
that
sure,
part
but,
yeah
like that was the only part that
hey
was,
it's
like,
a Valentine's Day movie
apparently
facts but, yeah if you still watch towards the end and then it's Valentine's Day.
I think from the climactic reveal it was too long after that.
Yeah, I just felt like it dragged and dragged.
It was like another, and you're like why are we
well,
still
well Dana whispered, he was like, this is it, and he got the twist correct, and then I had said something which was technically wrong, but still something happened very close to it, and I was like, "Oh wow!"
Yeah.
Like it's all the tropes that could happen pretty much happened
in
that
call
movie.
The third of the way in.
Yeah.
So is this the same director who made Kingsman? Right.
Correct.
Okay.
That's why.
Spoilers: the universes are linked. They take place in the same place.
So you know what's crazy is halfway through the movie when they're at the park. Remember when they're trying to find the statue or whatever? Mm-hmm. They're drinking like a soda or a beer, and the beer said "King Statesman" on it.
Oh,
and that's how I was like,
I didn't see that.
That's what I was like. Wait a minute.
Dang,
that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
it was pretty cool.
So the only weird thing though is that Samuel Jackson's in it. And he's in Kingsman.
Yeah,
it's kind of like the whole TVA thing with Disney. It's like they all look the same.
Guys, give me a score, a thumbs up. Would you recommend it to a friend?
I would recommend it if it was like if you didn't have to pay for it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be honest.
Like, would you recommend a matinee showing of it?
Yeah.
So
if it was
like
$4 Tuesdays or whatever, sure, go see it. But
this is like one of those movies you walk into a comic book shop and it's on in the background.
Okay.
I would give it a 6.5.
Okay. Sterling?
4. Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Brian?
I'm with that at 4.
4? Yeah. I gave it a 7 because not that it's a good, it's, it's not that I thought it was like a great movie. I was entertained the whole time. Like it's like having a good time.
6 is just too generous at this point. Like this is
I had a good time with it. I wasn't bored. I mean, it did go a little long. I got bored
after the first reveal because I saw it coming from miles away and then it was like, okay, where are they going with this? And then like you get further and like, okay, where are you going with this now? And it just kept going.
Like, I know it's supposed to be a funny comedy movie, but there's a lot of situations where I was like, this could be easily solved in 5 seconds, but they're just dragging it out.
Yeah.
That's the point. The whole movie was extra.
Well, like the tear gas part. Remember where they have like the colorful tear gas? And then 30 minutes later, he's cool, like, turn the fans on.
Yeah.
Kill everyone and then we'll vent it all out. Okay, so we have a movie next Sunday, or the Sunday, I guess, coming up. We're going to be watching Madam Web, so I'm pretty excited about that. Have you guys seen any leaks or anything on it?
No, I haven't. I haven't heard anything on it.
Nope.
I stay away from leaks.
Was her name Sydney Sweeney? It's just getting a lot of
Other movie where she dates. She has like a romantic comedy out.
What was that? And then she was on Hot Ones, and now there's a meme with her face, like, because she just looks like she's longing for something.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Sydney Sweeney, are you longing for something?
Wings.
Wings.
His wings.
Ah.
Yeah.
So we have Madam Web coming up. Gentlemen, we went to Disney the other day.
Sick invite.
Disney in the Rain. You were invited, but your pass didn't let you go.
I was invited last second.
Well, why'd your pass not accommodate for last second?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I have the cheap, poor SoCal pass.
No, that's the best to get. Cheap. I wouldn't go on a weekend.
No, cheap for California.
Yeah. I got the one that's $22 a month, bro.
That's actually not bad.
We went. Actually, it's only $22 a month. I might buy that one. You can't buy anyone?
Can't sign up, no.
Don't care enough then.
Yeah. I waited in line for 10 hours for that pass.
God damn.
We went in the rain.
It's worth it.
Well, it's just an online queue. It's not like
You said I waited in line. I'm thinking like, bro, you stood out there.
It was a legend. It was a line.
I guess.
We weren't out in the rain the whole time.
We were decently soaked.
It was perfect though. I loved it. The longest wait was 15 minutes for something?
If that.
Actually it said what was it? It was like 45 minutes for the Spider-Man one. It was like 45 minutes and then we were in at like 20.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That was the longest line.
Yeah. That's John Wick right there.
We got off Tower of Terror and then got back on Tower of Terror within 2 minutes.
What is Tower of Terror, bro?
Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, yeah.
It was a really good time. We all bought lightsabers as well, so we have that moment to share with each other.
Shouldn't have done that.
We looked over at Daniel, and as he was buying it, a tear was running down his face.
Daniel doesn't have lightsaber money.
I don't have money.
Tear of joy, tear of sadness, both. A fusion tear, some would say. But now you have a sick-ass lightsaber.
I do. Changes colors.
Whose did you buy again? Oh, Cal Kestis.
Cal Kestis. Yeah. But his, like, completed legacy.
You got the best one, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you get, Sterling? Whose?
I got the other half of Darth Maul's.
Ah, that's right,
Because you can link them now.
You can link them.
Dude, I already linked it. It's so cool.
Yeah. You know he got home. He was just like, no one talk to me.
Oh,
must
immediately.
Link
immediately.
Sabers.
The parts to connect them were in my garage, so I traversed the rain to get it.
I'm glad asked at the end, though, where you're just like, does this have the coupler?
Oh, that lady fucked me. That coupler is not meant for that saber. Oh. Yeah, I spent an extra $25 for nothing.
Go back and return it. Disney.
Yell at him. Yeah.
You burned my boy.
Disney. Learn about
Disney, 1 out of 10.
1 out of 10 experience.
1 out of 10. Mine was terrible when I went.
Why? Long lines?
Stay in line, right?
So the Millennium Falcon was a 15-minute wait, turned into about 40 minutes because it broke down.
Oh.
So only one side was working. And the last ride was that Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railroad. Mm-hmm. I've never been on it, so we got on it.
Great ride.
It's a great ride.
Is that the one we went on? Like,
yeah,
that's so much fun. So, I've never been on that either.
So we got on it about like 2 minutes later, it breaks down. So they had to escort us off the ride.
That's the only thing that I've noticed is that those two rides, the Railroad Runaway and the
Star Wars one.
Yeah. It's because it's the magnet one. So if the magnets like bug out, they have to shut the whole thing down and restart.
Yeah. So I was waiting. I got stuck in that car for like 30 minutes.
Where were you stuck at? Which room?
The beginning.
Yeah,
literally the start.
Didn't even have a chance.
No.
He saw freedom right in front of him, but they're like, nope. Stay in your seat.
Be in like the ballroom or something.
Yeah. It was literally like when you first enter the room and you see like the sun and the hills. Mm-hmm. And that was it.
The ballroom's the best part.
I wouldn't know. I've never been on the ride.
Hey, you got something to look forward to.
Actually, I liked it a lot. Like, not to say like, oh, that sucks for you, but like, bro, it was pretty fun. Like, I was in. We went on a few new rides for me, anyways. The Spider-Man thing was new for me. That was new for me.
That was a workout, man. I get so
tired. Yeah. You know, if you do fist and like power fist like that, it counts.
Yeah, because it's just an air track.
So we had multiple bets for drinks that day, right?
Yeah. So we were one for two.
One for two.
One for three, actually.
You carried on the Spider-Man ride.
Yeah. But you carried hard on Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But then our friend David carried hard on. Was it
Buzz Lightyear because he cheated?
He knows the secret spots. Yeah.
He was like, shoot the diamonds or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, where the hell did that? But then I thought it was also only a one shot and done. And then he's like, no, keep shooting the same one. And I was like, okay. And then it was a bloodbath in that one. You guys, it was a bloodbath. Yeah, it wasn't even close.
And then the last one, you cheated.
We didn't cheat.
No, you cheated.
No, we didn't cheat.
No, you cheated because you said, oh, we got it and never showed us proof.
Because I thought there was a thing at the end.
Yeah, that is just true. Like, oh, this is our number. And then just.
I said the number and I said, yeah, we can go check at the end because I thought like every other ride you can go and take a pic. Like they have your picture or whatever and they have your stuff.
Not even the Spider-Man one has your picture with like a score.
No, it's the Toy Story one.
The Toy Story Mania does.
Oh, I didn't see one. I don't know. Yeah, we went out and looked for it.
Just remember, only the one that does is a Buzz Lightyear one, I think.
Oh, well, I don't know. I assume that they all did because most rides do, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they all have a thing at the end. So.
Yeah.
It was a fun day. We had the buffet, which was pretty good. We were all, you guys were turned up at the buffet.
I peaked. I
looked to my right. I see Daniel, and his eyes are just like, rolling back and forth.
Like it was good.
And,
I got food because if like that last drink would have destroyed me.
It was the old fashioned that screwed us.
Yeah,
you guys just couldn't hang. It was pretty fun though. It was all together though. I give the day a 10 out of 10. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Oh yeah,
we had lots of drinks 100%. In the rain. If you can go in the rain, go in the rain. Bring some warm clothes. Go in the rain when everyone scatters out and just no lines for anything.
Was that last Sunday you guys
went? Yeah. If California is ever in like a rain phenomenon where it's a natural disaster, go to Disneyland.
Just go to Disney. Best time. Yeah, 100%.
If they don't shut it down. Yeah,
happiest place on earth.
Yeah. Well, I saw some videos from when it rained again, and like it was flooding through like the whatever the main street thing is or whatever, and people were like freaking out over it flooding. And someone got arrested or something too. But
well, that's just
yeah. So we rate in Disney the rain 10 out of 10?
10 out of 10.
We all got lightsabers also. So if you get a chance, get a lightsaber. Don't buy the couplers that they say because apparently they're wrong.
Yeah.
They don't even know.
How dare they?
There's a game we've been playing. Actually, I don't know if you've been playing Sterling.
Helldivers?
Pal World.
Hey, Helldivers look sick.
I heard Helldivers look good. Yesterday.
Yeah. Does Helldivers take place in the 40K universe or no?
No.
It looks like it.
Because I think, isn't Helldivers 2 or something?
Yeah. Electric Boogaloo.
I think I have a free copy of it. What kind of game is it? Is it a first-person shooter?
Have you ever played Deep Rock Galactic? It's kind of the same thing.
I don't know what that is.
So it's just like a four-person PvE, but you work as a community to like free planets from bugs. What's that movie? Starship Troopers?
Bro, we have that game. We're still on the alpha or beta or whatever until it finally releases.
But I see my friends play and they're just like, I'm playing Orbital Strike. Watch out. Yeah. Like, don't die.
But Power World.
Power World. Are you guys playing Power World? I know Daniel's been playing a little bit.
I played it for like a week or so and I got bored.
I got tired of having to heal all the pets every time I logged in.
No, but I got annoyed because I was just like, I put all of my pets in like the perfect place and then I came back and they're like lonely, depressed.
Yeah.
One has an ulcer.
Damn. Yeah.
I was like, shit, what?
What?
Yo, what has happened in the last 8 hours that I've been gone?
Okay. And then all I heard from other people is like, oh yeah, anytime that happens, I just kill them and go buy another one.
Oh my God. They need to fix a lot of bugs then before I get back into it.
It's an alpha, isn't it?
Right yeah.
Now, it's the preview right now. So it's not an alpha, but I guess it would be a beta.
Yeah.
I went to, so Daniel joined my server, right? And I was on a whole nother island, so I'm like trying to figure out how to get to him, and I basically sacrificed the life of my mount ones that I could mount because they would swim, so it uses their stamina, right? So I got to the very end, and then they would die, and then I had my full stamina, so then I could just reach to like the next island. So I was island hopping and then reviving, waiting for him to come back alive, and then just doing it all over again. I get to Daniel's area and I see him making a base, and I was like, oh, I can make a second base. I got to the point where I could do a second one, so I made a second one. I saw these two parts of a mountain. I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to make a bridge. This bridge became just this conglomerate tower.
He gives you a message in the game, and he just goes, are you still there? I was like, yeah, what's up? He's like, look down. because I'm like on the top of a hill. I was like, I don't know what he's talking. I just see like two massive structures just out of nowhere, and him just running around, just like building.
Bro, I was trying to get him to connect because they're not even. So I finally got them to at least overlap with each other. So it is a viable bridge.
It'll
now
work. Yeah.
You just have to basically climb up one tower to get to the other side. But the game, so I think...
he's done all of this and hasn't fought the first boss.
Oh, I haven't fought the first boss yet. Yeah. So I guess when you start, because when I joined the server, it gave me a bunch of different islands I could start at. Mm-hmm. And I didn't start at the, like, one... When you do single player or whatever, you start at that main island. I didn't start there. So the boss is on that island, right?
I don't know.
For the quest or whatever.
There are a bunch of syndicate towers.
So I clicked on the island that just had the 5 stars of the amount of pals.
Yeah, that's when that's when you normally start off at. So, if you go single player, that's the one that you start off at.
Well, so then, yeah.
I haven't fought the boss yet. I'm level, what, 18 or something like that?
I think
19.
I fought the first boss. That's the one with the electric type, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So far, I have the mount for the flying mount, the first bird that you get, and that's mm-hmm. where I stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun, but there's definitely a lot of bugs and hiccups and things.
Yeah. I mean, it's a preview, so to be expected. But, I mean, I feel like at least, you know, you bought the game for half the price anyways, and they tell you it's a preview.
Yeah,
so.
But even still, like, just the way that they kind of, like, previewed it, where you're just like, yeah, it's Pokemon with guns and all this stuff. Like, I have a bow and arrow. Bro, I've had a bow and arrow for 10 levels, and I'm just like, it's so far before you even get to the first one.
Oh,
like,
I don't even have
the
guns
first
yet.
Gun sucks, bro.
Yeah,
I have a musket.
Yeah, dude.
Like, you have a musket.
Yeah, the first gun's like a pistol.
Dude, right? I use the triple arrow.
The Knuckles series. Yeah.
Dude, Knuck and Puck, bro.
The bow and arrow that you can shoot 3 arrows at the same time. That's all I use.
Yeah, no, I've used that. I got a fire arrow. Like, I got all that, but it's just like, bro.
The game honestly got boring for me. Yeah.
Same.
Because like, I liked it in the beginning, but
it's like a chore.
Like, I prefer like
Valheim. It is a chore.
Well, that's what it is. It went from fun exploration, and I'm like, I'm gonna catch these guys to like, okay, now why does everyone always have? You're depressed. You got a broken leg. You got this. Yeah. Like, what'd you do? You're just at base. What? Although it is funny. Have you seen like where they'll make a base and they'll be like a legendary monster or whatever, and they just have their whole 20 stack of guys just absolutely annihilate this one poor Pokemon or whatever you're gonna call them, monster.
Pow.
It's like Sweatshop Simulator.
Yeah, bro. It's fun, but just the amount of work you got to do is just doesn't feel worth it.
I've been looking at stuff, Enshrouded. That one looks fun.
Which one? I haven't seen that one.
It's another survival game, but more like RPG like. We have like quests and stuff.
See,
like
that's more of my alley. That's
open sandbox. Yeah. That would be if you can give me quests and stuff where I can like that. I need something to do.
He's a third person or first person?
Give me an objective.
I don't know. I don't remember.
We'll look up Shroud after we all get off and check it out.
Yeah, just look up Enshroud. It's good. I have been playing, finally, Baldur's Gate 3, though, with my friends.
Nice. Yay! Oh, with your friends?
Yeah, every weekend. We just play it.
Okay.
I saw you at one point. I was like,
yeah,
oh, hey, look.
We start at 2.
How are you enjoying it?
Like midnight. It's fun. I kind of want to start my own solo playthrough now.
Do your own solo, because then obviously the story is your story. I'm still pretty sure that the Dark Urge is the canon playthrough for that game.
That's like when you give in, right?
That's where you decide whether you want
to.
Don't
spoil it for me.
He's finally playing. Yeah, don't spoil it.
The Dark Urge is just a just more stuff happens in the game. And you're more tied to the events of the game because of your past and stuff. But I feel like when you play it, like and things unravel, things just make more sense and there's more investment. So I think that they probably made that playthrough first. And then allowed you to, make your custom character and stuff like that. So still play the game with your regular characters, but then for sure do a playthrough with Dark Urge, and there's a different tone, different things mean a little bit different and stuff, but it's really good. Honestly, Baldur's Gate 3 is still top 5 of one of my favorite games of all time now. Moving on to something that has nothing to do with video games. The Super Bowl is going on.
It's on right now.
Right now.
You can't tell them what day it is.
What day it is. We got to keep the illusion alive.
We have this on in the background. So who do you guys think is going to win?
Kansas.
No. I'm going to tell you who I want to win.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you who's scripted to win.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I want the 49ers to win.
Okay.
But the reason why the Chiefs are going to win is because
they
need
that candid that moment, that camera. It's going
to
be
because all the Swifties
in time
want Kelce to propose to Taylor on the field after he wins. So he gets his ring, she gets her ring.
Bro.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine those? Like, people taking pictures. Like, this, if that happens, call it right now. Is it going to happen?
But I never even hit a football until Taylor Swift.
Listen, shut up. Listen, I don't want it to happen.
No, no. Are you going to call it? Is it going to happen?
It's
if Kansas City wins,
if the Chiefs win,
is he proposing to Taylor? And are we going to get a little video thing of it?
How long have they been dating?
Yeah, that's what actually I was going to ask that. I don't know how long.
I have no idea. I don't keep up with any of this stuff. But yeah, it doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter.
Call it.
Actually, I couldn't remember if they've been dating longer than it's actually been public. So
yeah.
Yeah.
You think it's going to happen?
I think it might happen.
All right. Daniel says yes. Sterling?
I think it's going to happen too. And if it does, that's going to be so freaking huge.
Okay. I think it's going to be a Rickroll. I think they're going to still win. The Chiefs are going to win.
Yeah.
And she's going to run onto the field and he's going to get on one knee and give her like a puppy.
Or his ring. Like he gets the...
Maybe. I don't think just, something.
I just looked up when they started dating and
how long?
Almost a year.
Almost a year.
Okay.
Bro, a year.
She's never been engaged.
But in celebrity time?
But she's never been engaged.
Celebrity time, bro. But
considering how long she's dated other people.
Yeah, but how long? What was her longest relationship? Because.
Wasn't it with the. Was she dating fucking Edward Sheeran?
Yeah, because doesn't she break up
with she dated Ed Sheeran? I thought he was gay. I don't know, okay.
What?
I thought they were like best friends, and he was like
her gay best friend.
Oh, I thought it was like her gay best friend. I didn't know.
Her longest relationship was with Joe Alwyn from 2016 to 2023.
I don't know who that is.
Wow.
Who's Joe Alwyn?
7 years. Wow.
Yeah, and she wasn't engaged.
Who is that?
I don't know. Some dude.
Some random. All right.
That's why.
I know that she dated Taylor Lautner, and they're like good friends now.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I just remember it because they were in that movie together when they were dating.
And then, what's his name? The guy everybody, all the Swifties hated after, he's an actor, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Well, they all hate Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, because Jake Gyllenhaal did Taylor dirty. I don't know why.
Oh, really?
I just...
Damn, yeah. Tell me the drama.
Listen, man, I just know enough so that Swiftie won't hate me.
Ah, okay.
I feel like I haven't seen Jake Gyllenhaal in anything recently.
There's a reason.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they got him.
They got him good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so Brian, do you think he's going to propose? You say no then.
I said no.
Okay, so we have a no and two yeses, and I think they're going to get Rickrolled, and he's going to pretend to propose.
So you're going for the third option.
Secret third option. You think he's going to propose, but he's not.
No, but I will say that the camera's going to pan at her right after the victory.
Well, it's been panning her for like a couple times now.
Imagine if they lose, they break up.
Somebody made a video like that. Yeah, and I laughed so hard.
Well, I saw where he was like, "I'm sorry, I tried my best to win." He's like, "We are never."
That's the one. Getting back together. Yeah,
and he's like, "No, please give me another chance." Give me another chance.
Sounds like some Meat Canyon stuff.
Oh my god, Meat Canyon,
bro. I think the funniest thing is just all the videos of Swifties being like, "Oh yeah, like."
Well, I mean, his jersey keeps getting sold out every time it's put up.
Yeah, but it's just like...
Oh, the Chiefs right now are rolling in dough.
Seriously.
Just like...
The Chiefs managers right now are just like... They're just rubbing their hands together like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just you keep dating her. Let's just freaking... Yeah.
I mean, like, just how lucky is Taylor Swift that the guy you're dating suddenly makes it to the Super Bowl?
They're going to make Taylor an honorary member.
Bro, imagine they do that.
They give her a jersey and everything.
No shot. That did not just happen. That play should not have worked. Hold on.
What did we say, Daniel?
You were talking about the Super Bowl. We're talking about it right now. Oh,
we're talking about Taylor Swift.
Yeah, we're talking about Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is losing.
Yeah. She is losing.
Rename the team Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Her team may be losing because she owns the Chiefs.
She can buy the Chiefs.
Imagine she does that.
Actually, did you hear that she had to sell her private jet because people were scrutinizing her?
About flying
carbon emission, right?
Yeah, because she's the number one celebrity like CO2 emitter right now. Like because of all the travel she does, she has two private jets, and she just sold one. And they're probably gonna buy it. They'll probably buy another one under another company.
Taylor, if you're listening to this, you have so much money. Have them do some research in some cool like electronic.
I was literally just thinking about that. When are we getting electric jets?
EV jet? And it gets struck by lightning and it recharges the battery.
All it needs to do is charge through air.
Yeah, like, the Tesla plane.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the Tesla takes how long to recharge?
But if you just have it be like
25 minutes?
Okay.
Just slap a solar panel.
How far does your car go?
300 and something miles.
Okay. How far is it from LA to New York?
Okay, you're comparing that small ass battery in a car. Think about the fucking battery they're going to put in an actual airplane.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you start recharging immediately on takeoff. And you just never run out of battery.
All you have to do is have the wind charge the battery.
The turbines charge.
Yep.
We all know we know how to do it. Daniel's wrong. We all agree.
Daniel's from the Hicks. He doesn't know what windmills
Daniel's
are.
Not wrong. Daniel's that's just a realist of how oil is never going to go away, y'all.
Well, that's a whole different reason.
Hello?
Hello?
No way, it cares.
I'll be right back. Y'all talk.
Yeah.
I mean, oil's not going to go away. You're 100% right.
Yeah. So that,
but that doesn't mean I can't dream of a future with electric
airplanes. You don't dream?
Airplanes.
What are you talking about?
You don't dream?
Is that Matt Damon? And
I dream.
I'm just kidding.
Stop watching the freaking TV. Stop. It has nothing to do with our podcast.
It's Dunkin' Donuts.
Turn off the TV.
When's the last time you've been to a Dunkin' Donuts?
Isn't that mostly an East Coast thing?
No, that's Dutch Bros.
Dutch Bros is an East Coast thing.
Dutch Bros.
No, Dutch Bros is a West Coast thing.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's like NorCal type stuff.
But it's still but it's a West Coast.
Okay, sorry. it's not here.
So I will say for sure, every time I go to the East Coast for like work and stuff, there are a lot more Dunkin' Donuts than there are Starbucks. Mm. Like 100%.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. A lot more Hardee's too.
Okay.
We're just going off track here.
This is just the intermission.
I went to Dunkin' Donuts and it's ass, bro. Like, I'm sorry.
No, but isn't the whole point of Dunkin' Donuts for the coffee? It's not for the...
I went for the coffee.
And it was ass?
It was disgusting.
What did you get?
I got their
wrong.
Yeah.
Did you dunk the donut?
You didn't dunk the donut.
I didn't get a donut. It's in the name, bro.
See, you already fucked up. You didn't dunk the donut.
All right, we may have gotten free pizza. I'm going to check later on my account and see if it got charged because it just said error every time. So
nice.
What if three more show up?
No, it didn't. I tried the second one, and it makes you wait. I think in case that happens, you have to wait like 5 minutes.
It's got a fail safe.
Yeah. I'm actually real curious to see if I got charged. Actually, you know what? Keep talking.
he's got to look at his phone now.
A fail safe, bro. It just reminded me of the fucking movie.
Pizza,
oh my god, bro.
Hacker man.
So in the movie, I'm gonna go back. Hold on. So remember that one scene when they're on the boat and she has the freaking music box?
Yeah.
It stopped for a second.
All right.
There was a decent amount of time where it stopped. Why didn't he go after the lady?
Because she didn't know what was happening.
He was too busy caressing her face.
Yeah.
But also, like, if you think about it, she basically blacked out.
Yeah, but
have you ever woken up from a blackout?
Oh yeah, with a dodgeball. Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
you don't know where you are.
No, but he saw
you. You fast traveled.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Bro, he gave up so quickly. He could have just tripped her and went after the fucking old British lady. What is she gonna do? She was just standing there.
He was in love.
And then lady came back that I didn't see in the movie the whole time.
What do you mean? She was in the beginning.
Yeah, that's it. And then she came back at the end.
Kira.
Yeah,
but they kind of hinted at it.
Well, yeah.
I got a message from a fan of that.
The whole movie is pretty dull. So I have a pending charge. We'll see if it goes through.
It's gonna go through. Mm,
we'll see.
Dull, yeah. The movie was actually And you still gave it a fucking 7, bro.
Because
they had a good time.
To believe
I was entertained.
I was entertained for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah. McDonald's,
same. But you were entertained. Like, hold on,
I could
answer the question.
I could be entertained by watching paint dry, but I don't mean it's fun to do.
But you're being entertained. That's the whole point of the movie.
Answer the question. Were you entertained?
I kind of wanted to take out my phone.
Were you entertained? Answer the question.
Do I do
the point? Not every movie needs to be like, oh my god, this breaks all the things.
No, it does.
No, if you're entertained, then it is what it is. You go to McDonald's not because you want.
But like every movie now is part of a cinematic universe.
I do have a quick question.
Yeah, this one is
Brian. You missed the black and white Godzilla
banger.
That's what we need to talk about too. We're gonna move on right now, bro.
Why?
I was sick. What do you want from me?
Sick of this bullshit, maybe.
Sick, and it's also late on a Tuesday night.
What? When did we go?
Godzilla minus one.
Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
Yeah. We saw it in black and white. If you haven't seen that movie, watch it and then watch it again in black and white because it's even better.
It's not out anymore.
So good.
It was only a 2-week run.
Oh, was
well,
it?
Hopefully
oh.
you can rent it in black and white because it's that good in
buy
black
it.
And white.
Just buy
or
them.
Buy it.
Yeah. No, 100% buy the movie when it comes out.
I bet it'll release with both versions on it. Like if you buy it.
Yeah, there's no way they're going to sell individual ones.
No, they will.
They could.
No.
Make more money.
You
would buy two versions.
Bet right now?
I'm not betting that they wouldn't do
that.
They're going to be
like Taylor Swift who releases a new single on a different vinyl. So you have to buy all 5 vinyls to get a different single.
Yep.
Wait, is that a real thing?
Yeah.
No way.
Are you serious?
Yes, that's a real thing
that's
she
a
did.
Real thing.
That's
what?
That sucks.
So she released a full
Swifties
album.
Will do anything.
She released a full album, and then each album, there were 5 different versions, different colors, and each one had a different single on it that wasn't featured on the
That's
main
like
album.
The same concept going
Bro,
to McDonald's
like
get different
cards.
Toys. Yeah.
Damn. No, but see, Pokemon cards are different.
How expensive
because the
were
traders
these albums?
Create the profit. True. And
the hype.
Money.
How expensive are the albums, though?
Were they 30 or 40 bucks? No, they were more. Oh, I think they were like 60 to 75
what?
Bucks.
Damn, she just reamed all of her fans. And there was no backlash for that?
Yeah, 100%.
Are you kidding me? She can't do anything wrong. We literally, everybody's called her out about the private jet, and people are like, well, she needs to travel, and she needs to get around, and she they just defend her.
Taylor Swift is America's angel.
Ah, okay.
If Taylor Swift decided, like, just said, hey, I want to be president, it'll happen tomorrow.
If Taylor Swift went to war against Robert Downey Jr., who would win?
If Taylor Swift
actually said ceasefire, it would happen.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. is like,
not
we love
same,
him, but he's not on the same level.
He also has a really checkered past.
Well, I mean, everyone now knows him as Iron Man. So
Used to do heroin.
Yeah. He used to do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but they know Taylor Swift as Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Until Taylor Swift, like, actually
I think
falls.
I think she could even murder someone and people will defend her.
She'd like, be like, wow. That person probably had it coming.
Damn. And then she'd write a song about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then make more money.
You're right. That's
damn.
A cult at that point.
Yeah, it is a cult.
It is a cult. Okay, yeah, so Taylor Swift is the current Jesus.
What was it?
wait, what?
She outsold.
I'm not saying that.
She outsold.
I don't want to get smited.
She outsold a stadium, and then the stadium parking lot was completely filled because they just wanted to be like to feel the presence of Taylor.
Feel the presence of the Lord.
Yeah, she's literally
Jesus.
Crazy.
I think you're onto something, John.
literally.
Jesus' daughter.
Weren't people like lining up days before to buy the merch, even though they weren't
going go.
Into the concert?
Because they just wanted the Eras tour.
This shirt's been in the stadium.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot going on with that.
Bro, people will sell the water bottle from the stadium for a fucking profit.
Wow.
That's.
Oh, I almost said something that was not appropriate. So. Yeah. Anyways, go see Godzilla Minus One in black and white when it comes out and buy it. Perfection of a movie. Brian, you definitely missed out. I thought it was better in black and white.
I thought it was better.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you guys know during weekdays it's kind of rough for me.
Bro, I didn't have choices. Sure. There was like limited show times.
I remember this next time he tells you to call out for something and you're crying about it.
Do I ever cry about calling out?
Yes.
No, that's Daphne.
No, that's you. Daphne cries about everything.
Well, that's fair.
Daphne doesn't show up to stuff.
That's true.
I show up to stuff.
I don't.
No.
I do.
Yeah.
What else? Since the last one, we went to Big Bear also.
Oh, yeah. Lots happened, huh?
Yeah.
We did not record. That's right.
I've seen a person troll. I've seen two people troll in a night.
This? Where are you going with this?
I have never had four people troll in one night.
Champions.
Yeah, dude, let's go.
We had naked people running down the street. Yeah, we had naked people running down the street because they trolled. Two girls, two guys, which was pretty funny.
Sorry, John, what does trolling mean?
So when you're playing beer pong, when someone is unable to make any cups and then one of the teams wins, then you are a troll. And the rules for trollers is that you're running outside naked. Now, we're nice. You get to be in your underwear. Sure, it's cold out. We get it. If both of you troll on your team, so one team makes all the cups and the other teams make no cups, you're naked and you're running down the street. And that's exactly what happened to two of our friends. One new friend, one old friend.
Zilla Nation came.
We conquered.
Zilla Nation dominated. I'm proud of you two for making that happen for those two dummies.
Yeah, because you were asleep.
Oh, bro, I knocked out. I was gone. And then we went to a zoo also.
We went to the zoo.
Yeah. And it looked like they pretty much
didn't
just
you
said animal.
I straight up the whole time, I was like, it looks like somebody just kidnapped
Bro,
animals.
We went to the zoo because I wanted to go.
So I went to the zoo because I had sprained my wrist snowboarding and I couldn't snowboard anymore because it was like in a lot of pain. So like my friend was like, oh, let's just go to the zoo. I was like, there's a fucking zoo in Big Bear.
Yeah, it's
so
small.
So then I was like, yeah, sure, why not? That shit was tiny, but it was sick, bro.
They had bears,
bro,
dude.
They just went and caught a bunch of random animals over there and then threw them in there.
Yeah. IRL Power World.
Power World, bro. But then we also had a different competition. I still think I won.
Yeah, you know what? We can post that video. Yeah. We'll post on Zilla Nation, and you guys can say who you think won. Sterling. When I looked at it, Sterling got to the top, but then he stopped there because he thought it was over.
Just the first one,
and then Daniel flung his body onto the middle portion of the top.
I didn't know I was planting my flag on Mount Everest, bro.
That's how you win, bro. You win.
Big Bear, lots of fun. We went on the wrong weekend, though.
One out of ten.
I had a good time.
Yeah, 10 solid. It would have been 10 out of 10 if we would have gone literally the next weekend when it was pouring rain with a little snow.
I would have been fine with that.
Dude, I loved it. Yeah. I was in my shorts and my shirt, and it was cold. I felt great, and I was in heaven. Yeah. Like, leave me here. You can see the steam coming off my body. It was great. How did when you guys were playing beer pong against we'll say the two guys because they're the ones that trolled together. When did it become evident, like, oh, we can actually probably win without them making anything? Like, was it a quick game or was it a long game?
There was something in the air that night. I don't know what was going on because you have to remember
something's in the air. I was bugging out in my eye, remember?
Yeah.
And so for most of the day, I was had a raging headache because I could only see half, right, basically. And so I just couldn't see out of my left eye for the most part. And I raging headache. I don't know what was going on, but I don't know if that's how the stars aligned that I just had to only
Beer Pong came and he was like, I can see.
I can fight. But it was wild because when we would start the games, especially the game where we said whoever trolls has to go outside naked, it literally felt that when you were shooting the ball, you wouldn't make one.
See, okay, because there was one game where it was – like, it was a lot closer, but it was getting to a point where, like, it looked like Sterling was about to troll.
Yeah.
Or it looked like it was about to be a pretty rough, like, back and forth.
They're trying to use, like, psyops tactics on us, too.
Yeah, and then, because one of the guys was just like, I want Sterling. I don't care if we lose. I just want Sterling to troll. Like, that, they were just, like, so
hard pressed
on that.
I mean, I feel like you could convince Sterling to run around naked in his boxers outside.
It was pretty cold, though.
It was pretty cold up there, for sure. But it did, the stars aligned. They even had to switch spots because they thought we had a better angle on the table.
We were just super confident. We're like, yeah, whatever, sure.
Yeah. That's great.
We would make the same cup. It was just everything just worked out. I have a picture of it. I have a picture of R10 one.
I'm proud of you two. I think you both did a great job. You represented Zilla Nation 10 out of 10. The videos that I watched afterwards, I don't need to see them again, but yeah,
it's an open challenge.
Now we've seen one of our buddies' naked butts running down the street.
Yep,
we broke our choking phase.
we broke the choking phase, bro. Yes.
I thought when we went to the supermarket, I thought that was kind of funny with just the girls wanted so much stuff.
I had to calm them down, bro.
For two nights. And we were supposed to go out to eat one of those nights.
Bro, and everybody brought a suitcase. I was like, we're here for two nights, y'all. And one day, you're not even going to be like doing anything else. And that, what happened?
Yeah.
You went to bed.
Exactly.
Like, if we go out, or like, no, you're not going out. Yeah. Shut up.
It was a great time. 10 out of 10. Let's go again next year. Again.
Daniel ate some bomb ass food.
Daniel did. You know what? Those burgers? Pretty solid.
Thank you.
12 out of 10.
Yeah.
Easy.
Good fit, dude. I had like two of them and I was like, I couldn't move. They were just because like your patties aren't very wide, but they're just like these fat, like just and they're kind of almost deceiving. You know, like, you look at me, you're like, oh, I could put down a few of those. And then I ate two and I was like, I can't move. No one talk to me. And we had some good Mario Kart and
I just went.
Yeah. We had some good Mario Kart and Smash Brothers.
I can't beat John at Smash. It's wild.
Yeah. It's okay, Sterling.
It's his gift.
I don't even play, which is weird, because it's all muscle memory for me, which is, like, the weirdest thing.
I don't even play the game.
No, but I mean, like, that's the only, like, people play games enough where
it's
they're,
like Daniel with Mario Kart.
They're, like, kind of, like, I don't ever play Smash unless one of you guys is, like, oh, John, play me at Smash Brothers. So, but that muscle memory come from growing up playing Melee for every night for, you know, years and Brawl and every other one. It's
just like, always there.
Like, your hands just naturally do that. It was just such a weird feeling. It's the only game I have that with. I do get worse at it. I can feel myself getting worse, but I'm still fine at the game. Do you guys have that same with any games you guys play?
Apparently Mario Kart.
Mortal Kombat.
Hearthstone.
Hearthstone? Really?
Yeah.
Hearthstone. He's like, if I put my finger right here, I'm going to get the card I want. Heart of the cards, I got it.
Sterling, you're only playing against four other people in the world, so like, how is it?
You know what?
Hey, but he's better than those four people.
I'm better than those four people.
Yeah.
I'm ranked four. Yeah.
How long did it get you to get like diamond or whatever it was?
I actually hit individual rank, challenger, basically.
They gave him his own rank. They said, yeah. You're so good, yeah, Sterling. They wrote him a message that said, Sterling, you're so good.
Hey, I'm ranked 10,000, so there's at least 10,000.
Actually, they wrote
people.
Him a message saying, are you okay?
Yeah right. Sir, you spent $500
yeah.
this game.
Yeah, you
have you
stop.
Touched grass in the last 2 months?
$500, but that's chump change.
No, that's probably more than that.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about your
league. Yeah, we're not even talking about Brian's league issue. Yeah.
League receipt. Hey, I actually stopped spending on league.
Do you still play League?
Yeah.
Plays
oh, wait, no. I hear you yelling every now and then on
day.
That.
I hit plat.
It's funny because I either hear you yelling or laughing.
Oh, I've only been playing like 2 games a day. I hit plat and I'm like...
I don't know what game you're playing. I hear you like
I'm
laughing
playing,
loudly or yelling at someone to...
I've been playing Diablo again.
Ooh.
4 or 3?
4. The new season's pretty good, finally. And then I really didn't even play much to begin with.
Have you been playing ARAM now? Instead of regular?
Yeah, I play a lot of ARAM.
Nice.
ARAM's the way to go. That's just fun. You just run it down.
I don't know about it being fun.
It's fun. Go. I don't care about losing or winning. I think it's fun.
That's what you think.
Yeah.
Bring back Twisted Tree Line.
Yeah. Well, they brought back Earth.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
What's Earth?
Ultimate Rapid Fire? Right?
Yeah. It's all cooldowns like 5 milliseconds.
So you can use your old, like...
Just imagine playing against Morgana and being stunned indefinitely.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So I'll be Morgana. Yeah. Or Lux.
Okay. There's another season of a game coming out soon.
Overwatch.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start playing Overwatch again with season 9 mm-hmm. now. It's going to redo everything.
I'd rather play Hearthstone.
Everybody's
yeah.
ranked.
Yeah, that's why I do play Hearthstone.
Zero. Everybody.
Everyone's starting at zero. The way
you're
you rank
silver.
Up is different.
Fine.
He's
no, but
like
now it's going to be
gold.
Individual. Yeah. So it's going
to
like.
I actually get to see my RR. My RR, not just like whatever the game decides it is.
So oh, wait, actually, has a meter now?
Yeah.
It took this long to give you a fucking meter?
Yeah. Well, okay. You have to consider like in 1, it had a meter.
Well, it's also like.
And in 2, that they decided to do this whole like.
It's also like
games.
League. League has 2 MMRs. You have the visual rank and you have your actual MMR.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Because Valorant did that too. It's where so they showed you what it was, but then your actual rank was something else.
I think
that's why I couldn't reach plat until I had to wait for season resets.
I think that's how Hearthstone does it too, to be honest with you. Because I'll be like gold 3, but the people will have like challenger card backs.
Yeah, I'll be playing against like freaking twice my rank. I'm like, why?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Just so I can lose?
Yeah, exactly.
Feel the loss.
And then if you win for what? For 5 measly MMR, fucking RP.
Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm. I get like stars. Remember the Yu-Gi-Oh like tournament star on his wrist? That's what Hearthstone is, bro.
They should make a Yu-Gi-Oh! MMO.
They should finish
League. And where you when you play a card, like you see the full monster, like it is in like the original season.
Speaking of League,
stuff.
Did you see they like canceled everything?
For League?
Yeah. So they pulled development from
the MMO?
No, from the card game.
I want the League MMO.
Oh,
which
yeah,
was like
Runeterra,
their main
right?
Yeah, Runeterra, which sucked. I really liked Runeterra, but they pulled all funds from that. They pulled all funds from any third party games, so like Ruins King. The Mage Seeker, the Call of Nunu.
Oh, wait, the Ruined King, they still had stuff going. I thought that was done. It was just that little story.
But they pay that company
kind
of to like develop games
that
are relevant
so
to the universe.
They pulled
that. And they pulled funding from games that haven't come out yet, so like just projects. MMO, I guess, is still good. I don't know about the fighting game.
They're putting it all in the MMO then because they're going to go hard.
Probably.
I don't know.
If they can do it right, that's like just infinite money. Just like, wow.
The one thing they confirmed
yeah, dude,
was
they got
that,
me.
For sure. Arcane's still going good, and we'll see what the universe they introduce this season.
You know what's funny? You brought up Yu-Gi-Oh!, and my immediate thought was, let's use the Apple Vision Pro for that.
Ooh. That'd be cool.
That would be sick, dude.
You could see the full, like, nobody play a card?
I would afford
y'all
it.
Y'all got Apple Vision Pro money?
For Yu-Gi-Oh! I might.
I barely
like
got
that.
Quest 3 money.
That would be pretty sweet, though. That could be such a fun game because you could just AR and see these monsters while you're battling and stuff. Yeah. That'd be cool.
I've been playing Lorcana.
Who?
Have you been playing Lorcana? I've looked into it.
So get the Pixelborn app because you can just play online.
That's pretty sick. Is it pretty clean to play?
It's fun. It's fun.
What's
there's,
Lorcana?
There's a lot of different
Disney card game.
The one me and my friend were
playing. Oh, yeah. Okay.
The Disney one.
We sell the cards at my work. And apparently some of the cards are worth a pretty penny.
Yeah, you can buy them. The one right now that's like really popular that people are spending money on is the One Piece card game.
One Piece has a card game.
I'm not interested.
I play it. It's fun, but to spend like money on it, no. Like people spend, they drop like $500.
Yeah. One card game's okay. I don't need more leech.
No, and then like I like physical cards, but I'd rather just play something online.
I like physical cards, but I don't like people.
Yeah.
Wow. Go to a card shop.
Like, it's different playing against a sweat online yeah. than just playing against yeah, an actual man. Sweaty person yeah. in real life.
Well, I mean, in general, like, I like playing card games online just because you don't have to shuffle. It shuffles for you. Like, you've used Monster Reborn. You don't have to go search through it. Just, here's all the stuff. Pick what you want. Issues, like,
bro. Yeah, bro. I can smell my candle, not the person in front of me. You know,
I'm going to throw hands at the person in front of me.
Yeah,
card
man.
How dare you play that?
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah,
do
it. Try to play it.
Do it.
All right, so card games. You guys got any games you're excited about coming out? I know the Final Fantasy VII Rebirth demo is out on PS5.
Did anyone play the new Silent Hill demo?
Oh,
that came out?
I heard about that too. I haven't tried it yet. It's just a demo, right? Not the game.
Yeah, it's a demo. People are still like, "Where's PT?" It's like, dog, it's been years.
Yeah,
like,
it's done.
It's not gonna happen.
You see Death Stranding's new trailer? It looks wild. Dude, that guy with a guitar? That's sick.
Oh, and then, you know what? I was watching trailers with my friend for, like, movies, and the new Furiosa movie, bro. I saw it again. And I was
Furiosa?
Like, yeah, the Mad Max Furiosa.
Mm-hmm. If we're on the movie track, dude, Sonic the Hedgehog 3?
Oh, like Sonic. God. So Knuckles has a series. Short. I'm down to watch that.
The fact that they've used Knuckle Puck, was it Knuck and Puck for Knuck the freaking... Yeah.
Dude, they got Hayden Christensen for Shadow.
No, but is that confirmed?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's confirmed.
I thought it was just a rumor.
I heard that was a leak. But I don't know if
that
was...
might be a leak, but Crush 40, the people who did the music for Sonic Adventure 2, is doing the music for that movie.
Yeah, well, so, that's already, it's already there.
And then everyone's
already
talking about the actress, her canon event in that movie.
Oh, the Maria, right? Yeah, dude, I don't see a girl
everyone
get shot.
Everyone saw that name and everyone was like, we already know what's going to happen to
this
her.
This movie can be peak. If they do it right.
Well, they're going to do it. The first two
it's going to be great. The first one is phenomenal. The second one is still super, super good. The third one's going to be... there's no way.
No.
Just do exactly what you've been doing. Now they're going to have their own Infinity Stone if they go to, you know, because it was Shadow and the crystals and stuff, and I'm there for it.
Jim Carrey said he'd only come back for a good movie.
Yeah.
And he came back.
Truth. So, Jim Carrey never let me down. So, he's never let me down.
Yeah.
Deadpool 3?
I just watched the trailer like 5 minutes before we started doing this. Apparently, Deadpool 3 has the TVA and that whole universe.
Oh, and
in
the
it.
Thing.
And the thing, yeah. It looks pretty trippy.
The thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, who's playing the thing?
Not the original actor. He came out and said it's not him.
Yeah,
but he knows someone who is probably going to play it, is what he said.
What? There's so much stuff going on.
I know.
From our one Marvel movie for this year.
They have to basically shove all of that into it.
From what I heard, like instead of it being Kang now, the cinematic universe is going to be led by, was it Wolverine? So Hugh Jackman, Tobey Maguire, and Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hmm.
So
that's what I heard that was going to be who's
when
leading.
I heard, when you hear like Robert and Chris Evans, like just their characters are like gone, it's like, no.
But it's comics.
Chris
it's a multiverse.
Evans, Chris Evans probably
no,
because you
Wars,
can't get rid of
no Robert Secret Man, Wars. Right. Like when that, I'm sure there'll be a there might be a Hail Hydra, Chris Hydra. Evans. You know,
that'd be
like,
pretty cool.
You know, because that's one of the comics. You know, there's a lot that they
money
can
talks,
do
bro. Though. Yeah. Disney, like if they really need to, if like something happens, like Kane going to prison and stuff, they're gonna be like, get the wallet out. We need Downey back for something. We need whatever, and that'll get butts in seats. Easy.
Yeah. That was like the best. I think that's still to date the best casting anyone's ever done is Robert Downey Jr. Mm-hmm. as Iron Man in any movie, in any movie I've seen.
That's really what brought him back into acting. I feel too.
Yo, he was no one wanted to hire him. That
yeah,
was
nobody.
A freaking druggy.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Wasn't it the who's the director? The Favreau had to like fight for him to get that role too, in mm-hmm. Disney to get Disney to take a chance on him. And since it was like a not a throwaway character, but like not a
they didn't think it would be what it would be.
And it just
like
blew up.
Comics, whatever. Yeah,
yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, because at the time it was like, was it Spider-Man was like one of the best. X-Men was doing okay. They weren't
the
out.
First.
Weren't
the
like,
first X-Men wow. didn't like numbers, but it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't yeah. something. To
what a comeback story.
That's crazy. I think, you know, I think Robert Downey Jr. is number one. I think number two, I still would probably give it to Heath Ledger for me for Joker, because I just can't
he's really
good. I just think like that version of Joker was different, but it was
perfect.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens now that they had to like pivot and they had to shift over to whatever they're gonna be doing now. So new games, we have new movies. Wait, so what did you see in the trailer? Because I haven't watched it yet.
So it's basically Wade having a birthday party, and then he gets to the door after he's interrupted, and the TVA arrest him. They take him to the TVA and tell him what's going on.
Oh, because he went back and killed Hitler and stuff, right?
He's a variant?
Well, yeah, remember he went in the second movie, it was all time traveling because of Cable?
So yeah. They're just like, you fuck you, bro. Like,
exactly. That's majority of what I witnessed. Yeah.
That's funny.
We'll have to watch this.
So then, So then he's destroyed. I can see where this goes.
Right on. Well, we got some pretty cool things coming up. We got Madam Web coming up soon, so we'll be talking about that on our next recording.
We'll see if that connects anything.
Yeah. I mean, I heard that Andrew Garfield's going to start leading the Sony version of stuff. And then I heard it was Toby, and then...
Well, I'm sure, like, the Sony verse will... play its part in Secret Wars, and then they'll just have their own.
Yeah, but they'll still. Yeah, I guess we'll see what happens. Sterling, you got anything going on?
Nothing crazy going on. Just playing, you know, Hearthstone, kicking it.
Hearthstone.
Yeah, Hearthstone, man. It's got it on.
Daniel, anything?
Started replaying Kingdom Hearts 3 again. And then,
you'll never leave.
And then I downloaded Midnight Suns, so we'll see how that is.
Ooh,
I know. Brian?
Just Baldur's Gate in League.
I'm so happy you're playing Baldur's Gate, bro. I just... Oh God, I love that game so much.
I'm sorry you're still playing League.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll never go away. Currently, I'm playing Star Rail. If you like your gacha games, still my favorite one. But yeah, other than that, we'll talk to you guys later. We'll talk about Madam Web and hopefully... I don't want to mess it up. I love the Spider-Man universe. Like, please, bro. Just Sony, do me a solid and be good. Please. Yeah. Please. All right. We're out.